Oh yeah, I was like,
There
I
we
can't hear
go.
you. Yeah. Do you want? Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. How about if you do a 360? Like if you do another turn, like another. Oh, okay. No, just leave it. No, just leave it the other
Wait, should I try and flip it the other way around?
Try and see.
Okay.
So it
Get out.
can make. Try and see if it can make a landscape.
That
No, not go another turn on that side. That's fine. You can leave it like that. That'll
Yeah?
work. Yeah,
You
that'll work.
sure?
Yep.
I'm trying to
Lean
think
there.
if I'm doing something wrong.
Mujevale. My name is Bane Kibuka, and welcome to another episode of the Ugandan Ball Talk Show. The I don't know how they call the button that lets you like flip the screen.
Is it like it's like a camera and it has like these things like okay, I think
No,
I know.
it's like a lock. It's like a padlock with like a round, like an arrow that makes a circle. If you slide down on your phone.
Oh my gosh, I feel like such a grandma.
I'm gonna
There
leave this in the
we
podcast so people are gonna hear that and they're gonna see it.
go.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Good. All right.
I'm
I
gonna
need
leave
to.
that clip in here so people can
Oh
see.
oh my gosh, Lynn is already being a classic clown. Okay. Back
Classic
on
clown.
the literally I'm a clown, trust me.
Oh my
Okay.
gosh.
Thinking head up, head down.
Just feel comfortable. You can do whatever you want. I'll take a Sprite. This is not, I'm not advertising Sprite. It's the only drink I have, so.
Do you know what? I actually have some Sprite in my fridge that
Exactly.
would be nice.
We can make this podcast about maybe Sprite will sponsor it after we release it.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's
Onto
do
something. Let me bring my
that.
Sprite. Let me bring it. Sprite will sponsor. And if you want
Exactly.
to get your life right,
Holy cow.
drink some Sprite.
The Sprite in the UK looks different from the Sprite in the United States, but it's all Sprite, so great test. Let's see if we have
Great
that.
taste, 100% natural flavors,
I
of
have
course.
that. I have
Thank
that. Linda, welcome to my podcast.
you. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
I am in a weird space, but I'm very okay.
Okay.
Very okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
How's your day?
My day was good to start. But
Yeah.
when it clocks around like 3, so I work in aviation and we work at the airport. So
Yeah.
then we help out at the airport. So I got a call to go at the airport and it was hot. It's hot as hell in the US. I know you
Like, what
guys
kind
were.
of temperatures are we talking? Like, real hot? Like,
It's
Africa
real
hot?
hot. Yeah, like Africa hot.
Oh
Actually,
my
what
God.
some of my friends at work were saying, it feels like Uganda here, even though they've never been to Uganda. But yeah, it was hard and I had to go there. And it was a stupid call because these pilots wanted me to clean their windows because they can't see. And they made me go up there, clean them in
Not
so much
in
heat.
this heat.
I know.
Oh God.
But yeah, the day was good. Can't complain. And then my boss said,
That's
"Hey, you've worked so hard this week. You can't come. You should not come in tomorrow if you don't want to." So I got fired off. So yeah, that deserves a hand clap. So,
exactly.
I kind of gave it away a little bit when I was welcoming you to the podcast that, oh no, when we're doing the Sprite thing, that it looks different from the UK. But I also have the question, like, where are you catching this podcast from? I might say UK and you're in freaking Paris or something.
I am in the UK. I'm in London, UK, South London to be exact, because it's the best part of London. I don't
Okay.
come up with the rules. I don't make the rules. They just are what they are. So reporting live from South London, yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. And I'm sure by this time you know how you ended up on my podcast. How would I end up on this guy's podcast? but I had Hakim on the podcast.
Yes.
He
Yes.
was a great guy. His episode was really good. I enjoyed talking to him. And
It's so insightful speaking to him. You feel like, I feel like with every conversation I have with that man, I learn at least three things, like from every single conversation. He's just so, he really studies life and he really studies everything and everyone. And it's just really wonderful how he puts things and discussions together and just makes it make sense. I don't know, he's a genius.
Yeah, he is. I was gonna say he's a genius, because the first question I asked him on the podcast was, how is life? And like, he
Yeah,
had
and
a
he
lot to say
just
about life. I was
goes
like, this is what I want. This is what I want. And we just went off that. But towards the end of his episode, or towards the end of each episode I do, I ask a question that I'm going to ask you, where then your name came up somewhere and they recommended it to be on the podcast. But he also said, look out, Linda talks. And I think I need to find that clip again and just put it in this episode to see what he said.
Linda is crazy.
Yeah,
Linda just, she's like, I absolutely love Linda. She's crazy, but so intelligent. She's so engaging. She's so articulate, but she's crazy. That's the only, like, yeah, that, get ready because she's going to bring intelligence and craziness to your
craziness.
podcast.
Yeah, I'll pin it somewhere. But yeah, even just before in your introduction, the conversation was really rolling, and that's something I like. And
Yeah.
that's why I told you I make this freestyle and we just get into it. So I'm
I
glad
love
to.
it. By the way, I really enjoy your podcasts.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I
I
appreciate
was
that.
watching, which one was I watching today? I hadn't seen Musunguzi. That's his name.
Musa Musenguzi?
Yeah. I remember I've been on like Ugandan Twitter for a hot minute and I remember always seeing his name or seeing like his content. So it was really cool just to like get a backstory. Cause I feel like, you know, when you see people online, you can't help but dehumanize somebody because they're behind the screen. You know what I mean? So it's always nice when you when someone's just there and just telling their story.
I really like it, and that's how I came up with the idea. I'm like, I love talking to people. It's crazy, and I was gonna say that it's crazy that you and I have never talked before, but like, it's crazy
I
how I
know.
sit down with somebody and have a whole conversation with somebody you've never spoken before. Like we sit down and talk, you
That's
know.
what I
That's
love about podcasts. And that's what I love about talking to fellow podcasters because we just, I think it's a natural thing.
It just
Either
comes
you got
naturally.
it or you don't.
So Linda, you said some, I don't even remember what you said somewhere, but about Uganda. So, and I know you're from Uganda,
Damn right.
unless you think otherwise. So where in Uganda do you come from?
So I'm from northern Uganda. I'm from, well, was Kitgum, but I'm officially from Lamwo, which is basically just above Kitgum. But when I'm there, I reside, all my family's in Kitgum. So growing up has always been I'm from Kitgum. But officially my village is Ogoro, which is basically just on the South Sudan border. Yeah.
Oh God, that's funny
But I
because
still bleed black, yellow, red.
I was trying to surprise you with like how you guys greet, but I failed. So like, because I was gonna hit you with that the first thing, like when I have your pass, I was just gonna find how you guys greet, but I
Want me
failed.
to teach you some?
Please do.
All right, let me teach you some basic Acholi. So to greet, in fact, so what language do you speak, by the way?
So I'm a Muganda. Actually, my mom is Kenyan, my dad is Ugandan. So I speak Luganda and I speak Swahili. And then I speak a little bit of Kalenjin because my mom is a Nilotic.
No way.
Yeah, so she's a Nilotic and she speaks Kalenjin.
You've got the
from.
real East African mix going on here. I
Exactly.
like
Yep.
this. So, I totally like Kalenjin as a Nilotic language. So for us, say your classic, how you'd say Jebale Kor or something like that, we'd say Afoyo, which is basically like thank you,
Yeah, I think
like
I've heard that
general
one. Yeah,
greeting.
I feel
But then if it's like how are you? Itie Nining.
you.
Itie Nining.
Itie
Yeah. Then you'd answer Atie Mabe.
nining. Atie my bell. Yeah, I've heard those words, but I just couldn't connect to them.
Yeah.
Itie nining.
Itie
Itie nining.
Nining.
Tim
I like
Abel.
the way you said it. You even said it like a real Acholi. Very
Because
nice.
I have some Kalenjin in me,
That Nilotic was coming through. I like it.
in my mom's language, they say like how the Greeks say chamge, and then you say
Chamge.
chamgemi, yeah, and then you
Chamge is.
respond chamgemi sing.
Chamge me sing.
that's how they agree. So that's a
I
little Nilotic. So yeah. Now, were you, because speaking to Hakim, he was born in Uganda. He's from Uganda, but he moved here when he was younger. How was your story like? Were you how did you grow up in Uganda, or when did you decide to move?
Sorry, I was having a bit of a choking moment there because of
The
the drink that I was gonna name.
Sprite?
No, I'm joking, it's this.
They might cancel our promotional sponsoring.
So I was born here in the UK. Born and raised here my whole life. But I started going to Uganda when I was about 7 years old. This would have been in 2003. That's the first time I went to Uganda. And it was a really interesting period to go because the LRA was still sort of active. So when it was time for us to travel up country, we had to use Eagle Air because if you were traveling by road at that time, if you didn't travel in a convoy, you were gonna end up in trouble. Yeah.
Wow. So
But
you just fly there.
I would just fly there and I would go every year, at least once a year. Since then, with the exception of maybe 2004 to six, but after that, it was like literally every year, sometimes twice a year. I'm addicted to my country.
Yeah, you love the country. I can tell. I see that. And like actually the whole episode we had with Akeem was about us, the diaspora, like how people back in Uganda think we don't love Uganda, or like because we moved here, or because we grew up here, like we are so,
Yeah.
like we had a whole episode to show that and to show them like how we love our country, like to
Yeah.
go back home, all that. So you grew up here. No, I say here, you're in freaking UK. So how was your background like, and with your siblings and your family, like growing up?
I'm one of four, well, one of five on my dad's side. I'm the second born on my dad's side, but I'm my mum's first and only child.
Nice.
So in my eyes, I am the best child. And no one can convince me otherwise.
Oh my God. Yeah, I see it. I see it too.
You right?
Oh my God.
Both of my mom and dad, they moved here like my dad moved here in the 80s, and then my mom moved late 80s, coming to 90s, I want to say. I think it would have been late 80s. So my dad was doing like uni here, was here on a scholarship. And then my mom I don't know whether my mum left because of the situation home or some or just to change her life. I don't know.
Right.
I'll come back to you on
You're
that
fine.
in
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people move for different reasons, but
Yeah.
yeah, we'll the
So
listeners will find that out another time after
we'll
we make
find out.
research. Yeah. Do you have any family back, like that remained back home? I mean, of course, I think you do, because
There's so many. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. There's so many. In fact, most of my like first cousins are back home. But here we have a really big community of Acholi people.
Okay.
So I've grown up with loads of family friends. In fact, for a lot of us actually believed that we were related.
Oh, wow.
But then when someone is like, oh, I'm from Kitgum, I'm from Gulu, I'm from Pedere, it's like, oh, how are we from completely different places if we're
Right.
related? That
Yeah.
doesn't make sense to me. And then you grow up and you ask your mom, now who am I really related to? And then the list that was like this becomes like this.
I think that's how we were brought up too. Like you grow up thinking like you're related to this person, but in real sense, they might be family friends, but their parents
Yeah.
like it's just telling you, oh, you're related to that person, like which is not.
Honestly, I don't know why they do that, but I mean, I guess it helps in some way, you know, keeping
In
the community strong.
the perspective of that, like, because in the US, when you meet another person from Uganda, that's like you're related, like you know, because you have something that unites you in an outside country. So like they're like, yeah, like people would think you're related. Actually, even the Americans will they'll think you're related because you're coming from again. Think speaking of that, do you ever have people ask you like in the UK, like, hey, I have a friend, he's from Rakai.
Yep.
No, actually, that's
Not
Uganda.
even
I have a
Rakai.
friend from South Africa or
Zimbabwe. Yep, classic.
Zimbabwe. Do you know him?
Do you know what? This used to happen when I was a bit younger, but it used to happen with like older white people. They'll be, oh, where are you from? You know? Oh, I'm from Uganda. And back before, a lot of people knew what you get, like, oh, even know of Uganda. Either you knew of Uganda because of Idi Amin, or at that generation in time, you knew of Uganda because of, well, actually, still, you know, still about Idi Amin because, you know, raid on Entebbe, all of this kind of stuff. We was making the papers for the wrong reasons anyway.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Like people, they know about Idi Amin. Everybody you find, like those older white men, is like, oh yeah, Idi Amin, Idi Amin, and like some of
Or
us
mid
don't even.
conversation, someone asks you, oh yeah, where are you from? Uganda. Oh, Idi Amin. And like you're supposed to be really excited, and you're like, yeah, that he was, yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. Can we move on?
When somebody hits me with Idi Amin, I don't really have a lot to say because I wasn't there, but I've seen movies.
You
Like that's all I can tell you. The
know?
same thing you watch is something I can tell you, but
Yeah.
like I wasn't there. So yeah, that's pretty cool, like sharing some of the moments of that. I'm gonna switch gears a little bit to one of the things I want to ask you about. So, how come, where did you get the name of, or well, who appointed you, or who elected you to be the Minister of Enjoyment, and how did that come up?
Self-appointed.
Okay.
Actually, no, tell a lie. It was appointed by my people of enjoyment.
Okay.
Here's what it is, yeah. Anytime I go out, I like to describe myself as an extroverted introvert. Or whatever the order is, when you're with people, you become the life of the party. You just love to enjoy people's presence, and being around people gives you energy. And then when you're by yourself, you're like, okay, humans are too much right now, you know? So when I'm with people, I just get so, like, I feel really full. And especially around the right type of energy, it
Yeah.
just, I'm like an energy magnet. And then everyone's energy is like,
Yeah. Just filling you up.
filling me up. And then I just turn into a confetti cannon of enjoyment and non-stop party after party.
Party after party. I see that. Actually, I think we have something in common, because that's the same way I feel like when I'm around people. Like that creates my vibe. And like recently we just went down to Orlando. Yeah, it was Orlando with my buddies
Yeah, I saw that. It looks
for my
fun. Your
birthday.
birthday, right?
Yeah.
Happy
And
belated birthday, by the
thank
way.
you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So we go down there. We have a group of friends. We're all like from different countries in Africa. All the guys who I have a cousin, I had two cousins on the trip who were from Kenya. But we had a guy from Zimbabwe, we had a guy from Cameroon, Ethiopia. So we're all down there for celebration and then the Arsenal. But like hanging out with those guys, they're friends we just met, like, but it's just a vibe that hanging out with them. We linked together and we went to this tailgate party where we played our own African music in the midst of all like the people who came there to see Arsenal. And like everybody, even the white folks were just coming to our party because it was just fun. Like
The
everybody
vibe
was
was
just having,
contagious, right?
And
Yes.
we took like a big speaker, and we just hooked up to our car and just make our own music right there.
Oh, that
So
is
like
the best type of fun.
that was my
So
favorite.
you're the minister of enjoyment where
Over
you're
here,
from,
exactly.
basically.
That's what I was trying to get to, but yeah, you beat me to
Oh my gosh, I jumped the gun. I'm so sorry.
it. But yeah, so I think one of these days I have to change my Instagram profile and just call Minister Enjoyment in wherever I come from.
And then I'll also specify like in London.
Okay.
But then actually, no, because when you're the Minister of Enjoyment, from one Minister of Enjoyment to another, the enjoyment follows wherever you go.
Yeah,
Because
exactly.
when I'm in Uganda, it's Minister of Enjoyment
In
in
Uganda.
Kampala, in
Yeah.
Gulu, in Kitgum,
Oh
wherever I am. So
God.
the same for you. I feel like when you're a lover of life, you can go absolutely anywhere.
Yeah.
You always attract your tribe. I always say your vibe attracts your tribe. You always find people that you're able to gel with and enjoy life together
Yeah.
and make the best memories. That's what life's all
Exactly. That's what life is all about, and that's what I keep
about.
telling people. One quick question. What's your favorite hobby? Like, what do you like to do?
My favorite hobby. Can I think of three? I think of
Yeah.
three.
Give me three. I think
One
what
is drawing.
is what?
Drawing.
Okay,
Oh, my battery went on low power mode.
Did you want to plug in your charger or something?
If I plug it there, the phone won't stretch, and that won't do. So I will get my extension cable from upstairs. 2 seconds.
Let's take a break. Let's
I will
yeah.
charge up. I'm charging.
All right. So we were on the hobbies. What are your
Yes. So
hobbies?
I would say hobby number, if I'm to put them in a chronological order, hobby number one, walking. I love walking. I love taking walks. They're so therapeutic. Sometimes with music in my ears, sometimes without, because sometimes I just want to take a breath to just feel my environment, feel the world,
Yeah.
and just really cool down and
Feel
calm
the
down.
nature.
Feel the nature. I love nature. So whenever I can just get in touch and just chill, because especially like Western life is so demanding and it's very go, go, go. So I feel like if you don't take enough initiative to make time for yourselves in the most natural setting, then you'll end up feeling like a bit of a computer, you know? Kind of have to reclaim that time for yourself. So that's my number one. Number two is drawing. I've always been an artsy, crafty girl. From as young as I could remember, I was sketching, I was drawing. Before you know it, I was doing portraits, I was doing
Nice.
hands, I was doing this, but then it went to chalk, painting, any media. I just feel like it's a great way to de-stress. When your mind is busy, just put on a nice lo-fi playlist.
I do that
And
too.
you know,
I don't draw, but I put on the playlist and just chill, like I just
just
zone out.
chill because they're so good. Oh my gosh, there's this SpongeBob lo-fi playlist that I'm obsessed with at the moment. And it's just the best background noise for any type of focus work you'd ever want to do. I recommend it. Sponsor this video.
Tell them, remind them, remind them.
And third hobby, I don't think I actually have one, otherwise it would have come to my head. So, yeah.
Where the if you're like, I'm not gonna ask you to rank 10, but I'm gonna say if you were to rank 10, what number would you put food?
9.6.
9.6. So you're not really a food person, like trying out new foods or just like,
Oh, like 10 is like the
yeah, 10 is
10 is
like,
like,
yeah, so like the low, one is like higher and 10 is low.
oh, then 0.5. Is very important. Very, very important.
if
And
you
I'm
put it as if you put it as 0.5, then that means it beats drawing, it beats walks.
Yeah. Actually, it doesn't beat walks.
So it's in between walks and drawing.
Yeah.
So we'll say
Yeah.
that's number two.
That's number two, food.
It's crazy because I don't know. It was just in my head. I was like, you look like a person who would like try to try, like who'd like to try different food. And in my head, the reason why I asked you hobbies is because I knew food was going to come up somewhere. And when I didn't hear it, I was like, oh no, I got that wrong. But I was still talking about it. I was still bringing it up. So I'm happy to hear that you've made.
Yeah, I love trying new food. I love it so much. I like that you can experience the world through food. Like, how magical is that, you know? And if I wasn't so explorative, I wouldn't find my favorite wacky dishes that probably like people from that country wouldn't even consider like their best favorite thing, but I just love it so much. I think my favorite cuisines, definitely Mexican,
I love Mexican food. Wow.
Jamaican food,
I've had Jamaican food too.
and Japanese food.
I've had, I think it's Japanese. It's a hibachi. It's in the US here. They call it hibachi, where you go and they make your food in front of you and like they'll just cook it.
Like grill style, yeah?
There's a
Yeah.
restaurant like in the US, hibachi. I think it's
Maybe it's
Japanese.
Korean, because I know Koreans do a lot of
I
Korean
know.
barbecue, but so do it's a general
But,
Asian thing, like Chinese hot pots and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I eat a lot of Chinese food too. Like, we're gonna try out the Korean food when we're in Florida, but some of my friends were scared to try. Like, do you even know anything on the menu? Like, they looked up the menu. I was like, I don't even know anything on this menu. So we
No, oh my
didn't
gosh,
go.
let me give you a hack. Let me give you a hack. You'll never grow thin again. Listen from one minister of enjoyment to Whenever I am stuck or see something on a menu I don't understand, these phones in our pockets are so handy. Google is my best friend. Best friend. I will Google it, what it looks like, I want to see all the images. I
Yeah.
want to see when it looks really bad and when it looks really good, when it looks in the middle. So I know that, okay, based on this restaurant's about a 4.5 star, that means the food is probably gonna be in this tier, you know? If it's got a 2 star, it's failed its food hygienic rating practices, it's gonna be at this side, but I know what to expect, you know? Also, going on the place's Instagram and not going on their page, but going on the place and then seeing
On the
what's
location,
that changed my life forever. I gained
Nice.
so many kilos to prove it.
But you know, sometimes it's hard to change an African's heart, like especially guys, like you can't convince them unless they see it or unless they test it. But like, yeah, that's how we missed out to try the Korean restaurant.
It's
So
definitely the best type of Asian cooking that I've experienced. It's still new to me to say that it tops Japanese for me, but it is one of the best flavor profiles I'd recommend.
All right, so I'll pose a question to you. When was the last time you went to Uganda?
I just came back.
You
I
just
came back
came back from
3
Uganda.
weeks ago.
All right, and you said you usually go like every year. So I'm gonna let you just tell me your top five Ugandan restaurants, like, or where you like to get food in you. It does not have to be like a anywhere. Never, even though it's a Muchinamwandu. Even though it's like in the Kafunda, yeah. So let's go top five. And if you
Top
allow, we
five.
can go top 10.
First place that comes to mind is August 80, Bokoto. Priced really nice, cool service, great vibe, and the food is amazing. They bring food on these amazing big platters, and it's delicious. August 80, fully recommend, doesn't break the bank. And a great place for people after work to come chill out. You've meeting up with friends for a long for it's been a while since you saw your friends. Go link up. If you want to do sh anyway, I don't know if that's legal. Anyway, cut the
I got it.
but yeah, really nice establishment and amazing food. Number two, Holy Crap.
I've been on that one. Kololo.
I love Kololo and I love Muyenga. It, but when I go to Kololo, it's just for the views. In Muyenga, I can concentrate on the actual food properly.
Yeah, the view at Kololo is pretty cool. Like you can see
It's
like the whole,
beautiful.
but is it the five hills or something like that?
It's really, really beautiful and peaceful. And it's the perfect brunch spot for friends, I found. It's one of my favorite places. Another place,
Number three.
Tamarai.
Tamarai. Where's that at?
Tamarai is, I don't know, it was dark, but it's nice.
You just get a border and tell them I'm going to Tamarai, you'll get there.
No, my cousin was like, oh, there's a restaurant that I really want to try. We're gonna go. So I said, okay, let's go. Then we went. Did we go on a border in a car? Can't remember. All I know is it was when Museveni had put his foot down, and it was like, break, if you
Happens.
break curfew, you're getting Chiboko. You're
Yeah.
getting Chiboko. So all I know is we left. Curfew is at 9. We live across town and we left the restaurant around 8:40. I wasn't looking for where we were. I was looking
Curfew.
for a border to get us out. Tamarai, great place. Nice, authentic tasting Thai food. Really nice. Number four, do you know what my guilty pleasure is?
What is that?
It's Momo
Mama Shawarma.
Shawarma. It's in Village Mall in Bogor Lobby.
Okay.
It's the greasiest shawarma you'll ever have. Like the oil can fill up a car. It can fill up a V8. Like it's a lot of good, it's a lot of oil. A lot of mafuta.
Don't do good with too much oil.
Then you should steer clear of Momo shawarma with all your life. Don't brunch there.
No, yeah, oil doesn't treat my stomach good.
But it's delicious. And like if I'm on an errand somewhere and I can stop by and make that happen, I would. It would be like a nice guilty pleasure. But after getting to like say the wrap is about this big, after getting to about here, you're like, oh, that's a lot of oil. And then you just put it down quietly and just go away. The number five is really dead split between Cafe Java's and Yugo Roll. Yugo Roll because it's such a nice way to like transform a Rolex without taking it too far, you know? I like that about them. They have really nice juices, but they're just, I would say, nice service, but the service is so slow, like it takes ridiculously long. And in my head, I'm like, but surely you know this is a Rolex shop. Like I would have thought you would have made like a million chapatis. What's really the delay? Like what's really going on? know? Anyway, maybe that's just my Western thinking of like quick fast food. I don't know. You go roll. I want better for you guys.
It's crazy because just looking at the person and just, I was like, you know, I think Linda would be a great person. I don't even know how I knew that. Like, I think Linda would be a great person to just talk about food. I like just talk about, I have these questions just purposely for you. I don't know how, but
I
that's
don't
how.
know how you managed
I don't
to
know.
guess my love for food, but
Wait,
oh my God, yeah. And eating in Uganda is a fantastic experience.
exactly. So now we got the top five, although you ranked two at number five. So what is the top five Ugandan food? Like, I know you mentioned about the food in those places, but like there could be another food that's not at Cafe Java's that you really like. So give me your top five Ugandan food.
Do you mean like Ugandan like dishes?
Any food like you've had in Uganda, it could be not Ugandan, but like that you like that's made in Uganda. You mentioned about like, don't know if they have Japanese. No, yeah, they do have some Chinese restaurant in Uganda somewhere, like Kung Fu. Was it Kung Fu? No, Funga Fanga Fange. There was an old
Bang, bang,
Fanga
bang, but
Fang.
that was
Yeah,
old.
Fang. Yeah, that was all.
Then there's Nanjing. There's Izumi, which is Japanese, which is really good. People argue that it's not good and it's just for slay queens, but that's not my deal. I'm there for the
It's like weird. So yeah, it could be any food that you've eaten in Uganda that you like. It could be a local food, anything. Just take it wherever you want to take
Food, a plate for me
it.
doesn't get better than Kwon Kal, which is basically kalo.
Hello, yeah, I've had hello.
And then we have this there's it's called bo. It's like greens with it's pasted greens and it's just deliciousness attacking your mouth. Then you have
Is that
the
your local food? Like your okay.
When I think about that food, that's the food I think about when I think about like home or what's the best like the food that I like or something like that. That plate of food, that's the first thing I think about.
Do
Kwon
you ever
Kal.
make that like in London?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I make sure that inside this home, it is black, yellow, red.
I think DHL ships food to the US, so you can ship some color over here.
You guys don't got color over there? I don't believe you.
I think some people do. I only have like ngano for chapati and kaunga. I make posho, yeah,
No way.
and maybe like
No,
rice. Everybody has rice.
Nonsense.
But every
Everyone
time
has rice. It's too
when I go
much
to
rice.
visit my when I go to visit my aunt's like in Louisiana, she makes matoke, chapati, like all the Ugandan food. Like Thanksgiving, we
That's
make
where
like they
you
make
gotta
Ugandan
have
food.
it.
Being Ugandan and away from home, like you have that desire for that food because in Uganda you can get it anytime you want. So like when you get it here, it means a lot
Exactly.
because you can't get it every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have number one Kalo. So we're going to five.
Oh,
Yeah.
top five. I was thinking the connection was putting you in a fight. I was
Oh.
like, we're gonna fight.
Oh, no, I said we're going to five. Sorry. Means some enjoyment. The enjoyment going too far. No, sir.
That's why I'm the Minister of Enjoyment. It doesn't stop.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you were saying five. What, five foods?
Yeah. Five food, five
Chapati.
chapati, Do you like kaunga, posho?
I do like kawunga with something. Like it has to be with a sauce. It just can't be on its own. Otherwise, I'd
Beans.
rather eat like bit. Yes.
Yeah.
I love beans.
Yeah.
Cooked by the right auntie or mum, though. Like cooked by the right person. There's nothing worse than those almost boarding school like
I was about
slimy
to bring that
beans.
up. I was about to bring that up. Like, thank God you didn't go to the boarding school in Uganda. You'd hate beans and
Thank God
beans.
I didn't. And my mom used to tell me that there used to be like bean weevils inside
Yeah,
like the
exactly.
water. Nah.
You eat that and it feels like a tomato. Like it feels like it's onion and the spice. You eat those bean weevils there mixed with beans, it'll taste delicious.
Oh God,
Especially
no.
when you're boarding school. But anyway, I wanted to slide that in there about the food to just pick your brains on that and just see, at least I guess right, your love for food, and I do love food sometimes. But I'm gonna ask you about the few places like how I got to know you through a few podcasts. And you mentioned you said something in the beginning about podcasts. So tell me about how you got into podcasts and how you got to the 256 podcast, which I need to tell my listeners that you're one of the hosts of the 256 podcast, which I follow, I listen to. I love your guys' work and you guys have a lot of fun. That makes me want to
Oh,
get
that means so
makes me want to
much.
get a co-host, but I don't have one yet. But the problem with that is I don't want to get a co-host who doesn't match my energy of like when I want to record, I want to record. Like I don't want somebody who's gonna slow me down, you know, like that's the reason why sometimes I just go solo.
That's the thing. I mean, your setup is something I really love.
Yeah.
I really love it. It works. It's the first time I've seen it being done like really well and
Yeah.
successfully in the non-shadiest way to any other person that's doing it. Like, but like, it was just the moment I came on like your page, it's just so polished. Then I'm clicking the links. I'm like, oh, it's him. Oh, he's interviewing people. Oh, he's interviewing
Yeah.
people on Zoom. This works so well. And it's
Yeah.
like, okay, I'm seeing you through the camera, but there's another camera in the room. And I just really love how it looks. I'm a big fan. I
I
really
appreciate
like your
that.
profile.
I'm gonna pin this on my page for that. That's gonna be
Oh,
it's gonna be
I made
in
it to
the
the pin
first
screen.
post. So
Yeah.
anyway. How did you get the love for podcasting and how you ended up on 256 podcast?
So, funny story, really. One time I was hanging out with my friend. This was a good few years ago now, and he decided that he wanted to start a podcast. He never actually got to start it then. I think he's starting it soon. Anyway, we went over to his house to do the pilot. So he wanted to do a pilot episode. I had never actually heard of what a podcast was from someone that I know. So I was like, what is a podcast? He was like, it's basically like a talk show-ish kind of thing. I said, well, I love to talk for England, so yeah, I'll come. We sat around, there was about five of us, and the premise of his podcast was it was called Political Prees. So political pre-drinks, basically. So as the podcast goes on, you guys get drunker and drunker, and the conversation gets sillier and sillier. I mean, genius concept. I had to participate, right? So we've had a mind-blown conversation. Like, we talked about important things, silly things, deep conversations about religion, and so much in between. And about an hour or two had, no, 2 hours had passed. And then he was like, oh yeah, guys, we're done. And then I was like, done what? I forgot that we were even doing a thing because I was just enjoying the conversation and enjoying the drinks flowing. I was enjoying the whole vibe. And then he was like, no, that's a podcast. It's basically. And I was like, wait, give me a second. You mean people do this? You can just go with your friends, chat on a mic, and have a good time. And that's podcasting? That wasn't, my small capacity to remember that, but that was it. And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm starting a podcast. I'm starting a podcast. I love to talk. Get me on there. So then I started my own podcast like 2 or 3 months later called Linda Loves.
Well, you're gonna
Because
be
my
like
name
a
is Linda and I love
okay.
to laugh.
Oh, okay.
So I started that. It was real home based. Like, it was me and my friends on the couches, no cameras at all, just us on the mics, and me just trying to figure it out on my laptop. I said, I don't mind how it comes out. I just want to. This feels like the first time I've done something, and it never felt like work. It just felt like I get to just be me and just be expressive. And I really enjoyed that. So I did that for. I want to say a few months. I got about, how many episodes did I do? I don't think I reached over 11 or 12 episodes. I don't think I did. I'm so glad I did that podcast because when I was able to listen to it about 6 months later, I realized it was the worst thing I'd ever heard in my life.
Was it the audio? Was it the words you were saying? What was wrong? What was bad about it?
I mean, it was bad on every possible level. I mean, volume could be like here, like low, as in you've put the volume on full blast on your phone, but on the audio, it's like all time low. Then the very next track is the opposite, and it's like it could burst your eardrums and actually have to go to the ER to sort it out. And then the topics and the way that I expressed myself. And I mean, I wasn't as, I don't want to say well spoken, but I don't think I had a grasp on how to jump from one topic to the other and how to navigate a conversation. I didn't have that skill innately. I just knew that I loved to talk. I knew that I loved to talk to my friends. and I put that together, not realizing that there is a whole kind of art form to podcasting. I feel like there's skill needed. You have to know how to drive a conversation.
Exactly.
You don't necessarily need to know where you're going to end up at. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so great and so enjoyable. But you got to know how to, if you're the host, you're the pilot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to know where we're taking. The rest of us, we're in the airport, in the plane bar.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. That's definitely true.
So after that, I realized this whilst I was talking to somebody. And they were like, what you do podcast? And it'd been a long time since I'd recorded that last episode. So I listened to the few remaining tracks that I'd left up there on my SoundCloud. And I was like, this is the worst podcast I've ever heard. The content is terrible. I'm not even saying anything. I'm not saying real words.
Right.
My words are slurry. As if I am drunk when I know I was sober. What is this? But I think I really needed to go through that to take that step back and be like, I need to reformulate. Right. If I want to do this, I got to learn the art of speaking and being able to usefully put a sentence together.
Right.
Not that I've started it. It's supposed to be ABC and I've gone AGZ or something like that. Because that's what I was doing. I kid you not. Right. I really hope that whatever I said, whatever I did, it's just been wiped anonymously off the cloud. No one has to bump into that again.
No, speaking of that, I get what you're saying, because when I first started, I just picked up, actually, the first episode I've ever recorded, I just picked up my iPad and just recorded without a mic. I was just using the mic of the iPad. Yeah. That's the first one I started. I was like, because I just landed on Anchor. I was like, oh, you can make a podcast. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can do it. And then I just start. So, today, I listened back. I never deleted my earlier episodes because I take that as a lesson. But today I listened to those. I'm like, holy cow, I've come from far. And I'm still learning. Still now I just bought a new mic because the way I've taught myself is watching other podcasts. Like I listen to other podcasts and listening to other people and copying what they do. To incorporate that to my, I listen to a lot of Kevin Hart. I love Kevin Hart with all my, I watch his talk shows. I listen to his podcasts and I drive a lot. So I listen to a lot of podcasts and I see how people talk. And that's how I've been able to teach myself, my graphics too. I'll see these rich people, they have people doing their graphics. They have people running the cameras. So I learn, but then I'm like, oh, how can I do that by myself? To use that. So, but I listened to my older episode. I'm like, what the hell was I even saying? But also there's a difference too, when I'm speaking by myself and when I have a guest. So I realized my conversations flow better when I have a guest than when I'm talking by myself.
Because you have that somebody to bounce off, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And my vibe, even when I'm talking to you, my voice is way up, it's normal voice. But when I'm talking by myself, I'm just alone in the room, I'm going to be like, so today, guys, I just came.
Right, yeah.
Your vibe is low, but when we're laughing, talking back and forth, it makes it enjoyable. Yeah. So I like those more. But once in a while, I'll jump in, record by myself, especially when I have something on my heart that I just want to pour out. I just
want to say. I like it. But from there, I took a well-needed break from podcasting.
Okay.
And then I had the thought to bring it back, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. Then my cousin approaches me And she goes, I want to do a podcast. So I'm giving her ideas. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is sick. Yes, do a podcast. You would be perfect on a podcast. Of course, I'm not like alluding to joining, but yeah. I'm just happy that like my cousin, who's like the closest thing to me ever, also wants to get into something that I love. Like, come on, let's all join the party. After talking for a bit, she goes, I've been thinking, and would you want to be a co-host with me? And yeah. I was like, me? You want me to be your co-host? Yes! Come on! Let's go! And that was the birth of Point Blank Period, the podcast.
Okay.
So, yeah, we started that. It was going amazing. Like, I loved it so much. I speak in past tense because we just haven't revived it post-COVID.
Okay.
Because the pandemic happened, studios were closed, we couldn't go anywhere, and that was that. We came back into studio to do a couple of recordings, and then I think the studios closed again. So we were like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that space between then and now has been really beneficial, because in that space, I've joined 256 podcast, which I'll go into how I got there in a small bit. But it made me learn what to do and what not to do in a podcast, in terms of how to drive the conversations, how to engage guests, what works, what doesn't work, what topics work, what doesn't work. What do you feel fits your moral compass to talk about? What do you feel like you're going to get cancelled if you talk about?
Right.
And all the rest of it. Q in 256. So Hakim, Jibs, Timo, and a few other people, they had created this... of course, created by Hakim, but those were the other people that were on the team. And it was amazing. It was the first podcast of its kind in our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all Ugandan, it's about Ugandans, but everyone's from the diaspora. So it's something like for us, by us.
Yeah.
And I just remember the buzz was really, really good. And it always has been. It's been consistently good. But I just remember the feeling of seeing like the trailers coming out for the 256 podcasts come in. And then the music is playing. Dun, 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 dun. And yeah. I'm like, okay, come on, Home Flavor. Yeah. and then... I think it was a similar thing where we were all stuck at home.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I met Hakim. We went to this talk show hosted by some Igbo people from Nigeria.
Okay.
And they were having a conversation about Ugandan experiences versus Nigerian experiences. Mm-hmm. And that's what their whole YouTube channel is about, basically comparing different cultures and just having interesting conversations about that.
Right.
So the host for that program had invited Hakim, myself, another girl called Lucia, who I'll talk about at the end when you ask me that special question.
Okay.
And who else? Yeah, that was us three on the main panel for the Uganda side. So this was the first time that Hakim had been in a situation where he was the only minority in the room, as in he was the only Muganda in the room.
Okay. Uh-huh.
When everyone else was from like predominantly sort of northern or western tribes.
Uh-huh.
Whereas here in London, there's a lot more Baganda people.
Yeah.
To the point where when you meet somebody and you say that you're from Uganda, the first thing they'll say, hey, Jemaliko. Jemaliko. Hey. And then you grew up like, that's not my language, but like, but Uganda, yes, cool.
Yeah.
So, I remember we had a really, really cool conversation. And it was the first time I'd met him, and I was shocked by just the amount of information in here, you know? And we all spoke so well. We all gave really good points. And after that, we were like, whoa, like it was great to meet you. And then he was like, do you know what? This has inspired me. We're gonna work. Don't
Yeah.
worry. Couple months later, he's messaged me like, yo, we're gonna work. And we got to work. And
Yeah.
I was really honored when he asked me to be part of the team. And it's been just a trajectory of greatness.
Yeah, you guys work great together. Like when I listen to your podcast and like everybody, like even Hakim was saying when he came on my podcast, like you are three different people with different vibes, but then all your vibes like kind of just add together and then make
Yeah,
one.
literally,
Yeah,
literally.
because and that's what makes it work. And I agree, like what he saw and it's worked, all your guests and all the fun that you have on the podcast, it's really cool. I'm a fan of your guys' podcast.
Thank
I would say
you.
that too. But yeah, I just wanted to get a little bit of that and drive you to, because towards the end of the show, we've been recording for over an hour now. But the conversation
Thank
is
you. It's mad. It
still
only
good.
feels like 20 minutes.
I
That's
know,
so crazy.
right? But maybe we have a lot of conversation that I'll need to bring you back sometime and when I get another topic, and then we kind of just talk. But you don't even need a topic. You just say, hey, you're here, and then the
Yep.
conversation just starts.
That's it.
But I was gonna ask you, like, in all, what has been a life lesson like you've learned in life so far to this point?
There's so many. Can I give you two?
Give me two. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What you allow will continue. What I mean by that is whatever situation that you are being dealt with, any cards that you're being dealt with in life, or any situation that has been inflicted upon you from someone else, if you keep on allowing people to violate you, then you're allowing them to continue. But the moment you step back and demand for your space and respect yourself enough, then they will know that they're not allowed to continue to harm your feelings or your well-being or anything like that.
Right.
I'd say that's thing number one. That is, ever since it came in here, it's stuck and it's never left.
That's really deep, yeah, for sure.
Two is confidence is what you make it for yourself. And don't rely on others to make you confident. Believe in your source.
Yeah.
Make up your parameters for yourself. For example, oh, me as Bonnie, I think I am this funny. I think I am the most handsome man. I think I am the most smartest man. You could believe, think, create anything you want to believe and believe it. Because it's with your source, that's how you navigate the world. Most people won't see you, but they'll see your confidence and how you represent yourself. And yeah, don't ever be in a hurry for everybody to like you. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Just be confident.
Exactly.
Just go for it. That's it.
Minutes of enjoyment, mic drop. So, before your mic drop, what gets you excited about life?
What gets me excited about life? God.
God, yeah.
God. It's knowing that with every single day feels like another chance to do whatever you want to do or whatever you feel convicted to do in your life. You know, like anytime I have a podcast recording the next day, I'll wake up feeling so excited. Abeg, thank God for bringing me this day, you know? Thank God for making it happening, for making it happen. I find God in the detail of every little beautiful thing in my life. And because of that, it makes me excited to live every day.
Oh my God,
Does that make
you
sense?
just preached a whole sermon right here.
Hallelujah.
If I think I should change the release date for this to come out on a Sunday so people don't have to go to church and just sit down, listen to you, and church is done. Anyway, I've had a lot of fun recording with you. I could sit here like for hours and just talk and talk and talk, but I
Know.
think most people who are going to listen to us, they can only give us an hour or two, or even you get lucky if somebody sits through it or not. But I mean, yeah, it was fun. And I expected it because Hakim told me, hey, you're going to have lots of fun, but she's also going to speak sense. I'm going to add that to this episode. Do you so that you can hear what he said? Oh, everybody can hear what he said, which was exactly what you did. So, but anyway, so this is the question that you were waiting for. Who would you like to see on my podcast? And you're gonna help me get the person here.
I want to see you interview a young lady called Lucia. She's Ugandan. I like to call her the Queen of the East. She's a public speaker. She's an idea curator. She is talented. Like, she has a voice on her. She's driven. She's passionate. And she's like a walking, talking ambassador for her community. And I think she knows it. And we are so proud of her. She's like a gem.
Nice.
And we love her, and I'd love to just, yeah.
Yeah,
We've
all right.
spoken to her before, but like, it's different. I want to hear her from, like, you know, in this platform.
Yeah, thanks for the recommendation. And
No
I'm gonna,
problem.
you're gonna link me up and then I'll reach out to her and send her a request to see if she would love to be on the podcast. But once again, is there any other final word you want to say to the listeners?
I want to say, first of all, thank you so much for bringing me on here. This has been so much fun. Like, I've never met you before, and we've just been chatting the whole way. Like, we're OBs and ODs. Like,
Exactly.
so thank you for the vibes. For your audience, I'm one of your audience too. So hey, us guys. Teammates, keep on staying plugged into the episodes. You already know it's always a good time on this channel. Keep up with your boy, keep up with your girl over here. Fly
Minutes
through
of
to Big Plastics
enjoyment.
Podcast, fly on Minister of Enjoyment Airlines to the 256 podcast too, where you also get your dose of UG diaspora vibes, and it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. But before you go, we're gonna take a picture.
Oh,
So, got it. All right. Thank you very much,
thank you
and
so
we'll keep
much.
in touch. Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely.
All right,
Take
bye. Have
care.
a good night. You too.
You too. Bye.
Hey there. My name is Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for listening and watching my podcast. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for a new episode on the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, share, and we appreciate it. If you can, leave a feedback on our podcast, please. Thank you very much.